Wow. Hey,
Bye.
y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. We're your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond, oh, Diamond.
Okay, another day, a great day today, a great long day because we've been working all day.
Yes.
Before we get started with the show, tonight's show is being sponsored by This Me Coins, DISMECoins.com, where they have a variety of elaborate silver, gold, and copper coin collections.
Yes.
From exclusive Trump commemorative coins to the 45th collectible presidential series. Go to dismecoins.com to select the coin of your choice.
Yeah.
And be sure to use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's dismecoins.com. Okay.
Yes.
Also, tonight's show is being brought to you by Step On Socks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where they offer a selection of merchandise for patriots such as socks, hats, t-shirts, flags, and precious metals.
Yes.
So, if you're interested in Step On Socks, go to steponsocks.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's steponsocks.com.
Yes.
And I have the socks, and I also have the commemorative coins.
Oh, amazing.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
All right. Shout out to everybody on Getter that's
Getter.
Watching us tonight. I love you all. Thank you for your love and support. Shout out to everybody that's watching us on Roku. Shout out to RSBN that stream all of our content. And shout out to any other affiliate that take our content and use it on their platform. We don't mind. We just want the word to get
Come
out.
Come on, we want the word
to get out. And shout out to everybody. Shout out to all of your emails. Oh, those nice. Yes. Everybody that emailed about Diamond and her throat being hoarse. Thank you all so very much. Last night I slept up under the humidifier and Silk made me some tea in her percolator.
That's right.
Is that what it's called?
From the percolator.
From the percolator, you all. And it had zinc in it and something up, vitamin C.
And
it was very, 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 very good.
It was delicious.
So that was able to open me up and clear me up a whole lot.
Yes.
So thank you all for all of your emails. Thank you for your love and support.
I think we attacked that man that was in your throat.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Said something
because I woke up, I was like that.
Was in your throat.
But this morning I woke up a whole lot better.
Thank God.
And I was able to get my work done, you
all. Oh, yeah.
This has been one of the worst. I've never, ever, ever experienced this. But you know what? I'm going to count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
I am not going to get upset about it. I am here to do my duty. I'm here to talk to you all. And tonight we have a beautiful guest.
Yes.
I want to bring him on because he's very busy. So let me go ahead and introduce him, you all. He's the CEO of Getter, the marketplace of ideas. He's also a former senior advisor to President Trump. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Jason Miller. Hi, Jason.
Hi, good evening. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on the show, Jason. We're going to jump right into the conversation because I know you are very busy man.
Very busy.
Building this platform that we happen to have fallen in love with.
Yes.
So what was the inspiration behind you even considering to build something like this?
I would say the most direct thing was the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. That was something obviously working for President Trump, and you both were out there working for President Trump every day, and we saw how the big tech titans, as well as the mainstream media, colluded to keep that story out of the news in the final days of the campaign. At that point, I knew we had to do something. And then after, of course, President Trump was deplatformed, and then he left office at the end of January in 2021, working with Dan Scavino and some of the other folks, we started to be approached by people who were starting platforms saying, we can't allow what happened in 2020 to happen again. And as soon as I saw Getter, then I knew this was the magical technology. This was the right vision, the freedom-loving patriots who wanted to put this together. And I had to jump on board the team.
Jason, you know, I love growth. How do you feel about the growth of Getter?
Mm-hmm.
Because it has truly grown.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're up to 5.5 million users now globally, about half in the U.S. and half outside of the U.S. And I'll tell you, two big things have really helped fuel our surge. Number one, President Trump and his return to social media has actually been a big boost because it's getting a lot of Trump voters off the sidelines. I don't know if I've told you this. I've told a few people. When we went and did our market research at the beginning of Getter, we found out about 20, maybe 25% of those 75 million people who voted for President Trump quit social media after he was deplatformed. They said, enough, I'm tired of big tech, So these people have been on the sidelines. President Trump has gotten them excited. And I'll tell you, even with Elon Musk making news about Twitter, that's getting a lot of people excited off the sidelines. They're looking, they're saying, you know, I just don't quite trust Twitter. And there's no way that Jack Dorsey wants President Trump back. We don't believe any of that. And so a lot of people are looking, saying, hey, we love the live streaming. We love the chat. We love, obviously, they will love soon, Vision, the short video format we're launching on June 1. So we're giving people a lot of things to really be excited about.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I believe that Getter is better than Twitter.
Yes.
That makes two of us. Yeah, or three of us. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we love it over here on Getter. Okay, so you built this platform. The platform is growing. Do you think it's going to help us out in these elections where we can get the word out? We can have a place? Or do you think the left is going to start trying to mess with you like they did other platforms?
Such a smart question, because when we built this, we made sure that we had redundancies at every single step. So there's not one point to where we could be completely wiped out. Now, the one thing that I will say that there is no workaround is specifically to the Apple Store. Now, we're seeing the Apple Store right now is actually the one store they'll even have President Trump and True Social back on. But we have redundancies and backups, and so we can get around any refrigerator that gets thrown on the train tracks. But I'll tell you something that's important, why we need to have a strong Getter, especially going into this fall and as you bring up the midterms. Number one, even if Elon Musk goes on a rocket ship super fast to try to take over Twitter, at a minimum, it's late October, maybe November by the time he does that. And then even trying to change the rotten culture. I say it's rotten like a dead fish.
Oh,
yeah. Nothing of that's going to happen until after the midterms. And we saw what they did in 2020. Don't think that they're not going to try to do the same thing in 2022.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Thank you for saying that, Jason.
Yeah.
What do you say to people that tries to criticize the platform because their platform isn't growing? I've heard little things from prominent people that shouldn't have said certain things because I think it's slander. How do you handle the hate and the jealousy and the enviness from other people because their platforms are not growing and popping, but yours are? Yours is.
I have the honor of working for President Trump on two of his campaigns. And so I don't think there's anything that a marketplace competitor is going to throw at me that I haven't had tenfold thrown at me in the past. And so I say, bring it on. But here's the thing that I tell even folks who are competitors and anyone who's trying to pull away the free speech rights away from the big tech oligarchs, the Silicon Valley folks, the Dorseys, the Zuckerbergs, all those people, anyone who's doing that, I applaud them, even if they're a marketplace competitor, because we have to get those free speech rights back. Now, I think it's good to have competition. And I know on my phone, I have a half dozen different social media platforms that are on there. Some I haven't opened in months. Some I look at frequently. Everyone's used to having multiple apps on their phone now. So, hey, if you want to take a look at Frank's Speech, you want to take a look at Rumble, you want to take a look at Getter, this is good, because do not be sheep here. Do not listen to the lip service from anyone who says that Facebook or Twitter are going to change. Until they actually fundamentally change, then this is all just, you know, it's like one of the Bugs Bunny cartoons where they're just duping you and they're going to pull the rug out from underneath us.
Yeah, wow. And I even say, even if they do change, I'm going to put my trust, of course, in God, but more so in a conservative platform, because I know that you're for free speech. I don't know if that platform will ever go back or not, and I'm not going to put all of my eggs in one basket. However, when you plan on getting the edit button?
So the edit button is that's an excellent question. Probably the second most frequently asked question I get. The number one is when we're getting DMs. So taking those, we'll have our live stream. We're going to have another round of upgrades to the live streaming coming in about a week or week and a half. And then on June 1, we're launching Vision, our short video competitor to TikTok and Instagram Reels. So it'll be great to have our own platform that's and they'll be part of Getter, but that's not politically censored. And your data is not being stolen by the CCP, which is a plus. And then June 15 is when we launch DMs. The next thing after that is finalizing the edit feature.
Oh, that sounds good. I don't care what platform come out there or what platform pop up. The one thing I love about Getter, y'all continue to build, and you don't allow any other platform to intimidate you all. And I noticed that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sil.
Just one more quick question. What made you choose the name Getter?
So excellent question. So initially, when we were coming up with ideas, the one thing that I learned from our friend Steve Bannon when I helped him launch the War Room podcast series is that it's all about building community. And I think that's a Diamond and Silk. What you two are such geniuses at is that you have this massive following who watch your show. They watch you. You could literally be at two tin cans with string and tapping people in and be like, we have to hear Diamond and Silk. In fact, I will tell you, I have a buddy of mine that I went to college with that worked for Obama in his White House. I do have a couple Democratic friends. And he will always tell me, he's like, your secret weapon on your side are Diamond and Silk. He's like, if you just put them on the road 365 days a year, we can't beat Diamond and Silk. They're the best. So in building community, the thing that I learned from Steve, we're talking about how do we build community, how we get together. Obviously, community is too long and clunky of a name. So I kept challenging the team, get together. Find me a synonym. Find me something that does that. And finally, get together just got shortened into getter, and it's kind of catchy.
Yes.
Very catchy.
Yes. Yes.
And we love it.
We love it.
Yes.
Jason, I'm not going to hold you because I know you're so busy.
Yeah.
So if anybody want to sign up, tell them how do they get on Getter.
Absolutely. Just go to either the Apple Store or the Google Play Store or go to getter.com, GETTR.com. Super easy to sign up. You can do it literally in a matter of seconds. And one of the cool things, a lot of people say, hey, I've posted on other platforms. You can actually import all of your old tweets into your Getter timeline. So all that intellectual property, all your memories, your photos, things like that come with you. Because here's the thing, folks, to remember. If Twitter comes and kicks you off your account, they don't go and hand over to you. Say, hey, here are all your old tweets, your old pictures, things like that. You're just out of luck. So save it and download it over to Getter right now. And then you can actually, I wake up in the morning, I'm excited to see who's on Getter. When I look at Twitter on occasion, it's also nasty, negative. You can't even look at the comments. Everybody's hateful, bots. Come together at Getter, and you're going to have fun.
Wow.
Incredible.
Love it. Come together at Getter.
I love it.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Jason.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you, and we hope to have you back.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Yes. Wow.
Now, Jason Miller has built something, you all.
Mm-hmm.
I love Getter. I just do.
Yes.
And we really use the platform. We really like Getter.
Uh-huh.
And I love the fact that they're not intimidated by anybody that comes along. They continue to build.
That's right.
Because competition is healthy. We need that. And like you said, don't keep all of your eggs or have all of your eggs in one basket.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So I do love Getter. I love Frank's speech. So, and these are places where you can have freedom of speech, an open dialogue. And that's really important.
Do you know how good it felt to be able to say what I needed to say and post whatever I needed to post wanted to post without thinking like, okay, is they going to kick me off or is they going to come and ban me or what? Suspend me or what?
Right.
It's been a joy.
Right. Pauline, 525 on Getter said, get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done. Love it.
I love it.
Okay.
All right.
So let's have a nice, juicy conversation tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First, and I'm just going to say it again. I love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do love you all. And the ones that write me are write us because they really care about us. They care about our health. Thank you all so much for all of your tips, your love, and your support. It does not go unnoticed. And thank you for everybody that just emailed us in things that's happening that we need to be aware of.
Aware of.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to pull this tweet.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't look, I'm not here to start no fight or nothing. But you know me. I got to get stuff off my chest.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, so I will have a rapid heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past couple of days, my pressure has been really good.
Okay.
So I'm really proud of myself.
Uh-huh.
And I want to keep it that way. So I'm about to pull something that I need to talk about.
Okay.
And I want to read this statement.
All right.
You know, there's been a now national conversation about Kathy Barnett. You know, Kathy Barnett was on the show on Monday.
On Monday
and
night.
And it seemed like on Tuesday. And then into Wednesday. And here it is Thursday. There's this big smear campaign.
Yes.
To attack her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something. We haven't endorsed anybody. We don't endorse anybody. But we decided to have her on a show because I saw it was Joe Peggs that tweeted out something that had something to do with her at a debate.
At a debate. Uh-huh.
And then Silk came over that night, and then I was able to see the whole debate where I could get it from. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm watching this debate, and I see her, I'm sorry, spank Dr. Oz behind.
Everybody else is
and Dr. Oz had no comeback. Right. And I said, who is this woman? Mm-hmm. And so after that, she started really surging in the, like she started, she may have been third, she started coming up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Now we can't just dismiss this. How is it that this lady is coming up? After doing research, thorough research, she didn't spend a lot of money where these two men have spent about $60 million. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was imperative and important that we have her on the show to hear her side of it.
Right.
Now, let me tell you what I don't like. I don't like for us conservative and Republicans to tear each other from limb to limb, and we give the Democrats ammunition to come back and paint us as racist and all of these other names.
Yep.
I don't like it. Now, some may say, well, wait a minute. Kathy do need to be vetted. She do. Everybody need to be vetted, but here's the deal. You want to vet her 5 days before an election. Why didn't you all vet her when she first started or when she was down in the polls? Why are you waiting 5 days before an election when you think she may win? Uh-huh. Oh, she have to be vetted.
But hold on.
Come on.
Because before her, she got to meet the criteria before she can even get in the race, right? Right. Uh-huh. But isn't that vetting?
Well, they want her past thoroughly vetted, right?
They want her past thoroughly vetted.
Right, because they said she said some things. So, wait a minute. So, last night when I got off and got myself settled up under the humidifier and still kept brought me the tea from the percolator, I got comfortable. I started reading comments where Oz was on Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Sean Hannity done jumped into this. Well, let me hear what he had to say, because I want to hear all perspectives before I start getting bothered about it.
And can I just also interject and say that we did invite Dr. Oz on probably about a month ago?
Yeah, I think we invited. Now here's the deal.
A month or two ago, yeah.
When you too bougie, and you think you too rich,
too high and mighty
to come on with Diamond and Silk, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Purdue wasn't like that.
No, he wasn't.
Purdue came on the show. Okay, so why can't Dr. Oz come up? So it's not like we didn't never give Dr. Oz a chance
opportunity
to come on the show to clarify some things or to talk about what he's going to do from Pennsylvania, even though he don't even stay in Pennsylvania.
But we're not going to beg you to come on
the
show.
Just
going to ask you.
We're just going to ask you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So 5 days before an election, now she got to be vetted, all right? Now, I looked at Sean Hannity. There was a, you know how you can DVR something? Mm-hmm. So he must be DVR'd in my TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I looked at him. Excuse me. We looked at him
this morning.
We looked at him this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What did I watch last night? I noticed that everybody was talking about what he had done. So I watched it this morning. Me and Silk did. Mm-hmm. And I was a little taken back when he started talking about old tweets. And I said, now he's putting a date out there as if it's 2016. But if you read the tweet, those tweets was back in 2015. And let me tell you something. Back in 2015, there was hardly nobody on the Trump train. Okay? I know there was a Diamond and Silk.
Yeah.
But everybody else had something negative to say. Because they could not see President Trump or then Donald Trump being the president. Mm-hmm. They mocked him. They called him names. He will never win a primary. Well, if he win a primary, he won't win the general election.
That's right.
All right? Uh-huh. Okay? So anybody could have said things about him in 2015. When you're looking at these tweets, look at the bottom of the tweet and look at the date. Stop looking at what these so-called journalists and opinionators are feeding you. It's propaganda. It's a narrative, and I don't like it.
Right.
Okay? So I wanted to point that out. Okay. And I also want to point out Dr. Oz was on there last night. Mm-hmm. My thing is, if Dr. Oz was on there last night, what was you babbling about? Because the only thing you was trying to do was bash your opponent. You ain't say what you was going to do for Pennsylvania. Well,
that's right.
You ain't said that.
Yeah.
You're not a good talk. You can't even hold a conversation. You can't even The only reason I had to watch it to see how this went down.
That's right.
Oh, I wouldn't have never watched it.
Yeah. And notice and keep in mind what you focus on at Spain.
Come on.
This lady is now on the front of the computers on AOL.
Yeah. She's everywhere. Yeah,
she's everywhere.
You all just made her just, very famous.
She just blew
and
her
let
up.
Me tell you all something. When it comes to your opponent,
yeah.
If they gain traction, it's too much time for you to look back and do that.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna miss out.
You're gonna miss out.
You keep running your race.
That's right.
But you look back, you bashing her.
Uh-huh.
You got all of these people bashing
uh-huh.
her. Okay. These are white men that's bashing her.
Now,
go ahead, Silk. But be nice.
Very nice.
Okay.
That's my issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's not a good look.
It does not look right, y'all.
Right.
I don't want to make it about race, but listen.
When you hear the Democrats call Republican racist,
right.
You just gave them ammunition
Come on.
To use against
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. And what Diamond and Silk have to do is come and defend you.
Right.
I shouldn't have to defend
and
you.
And tell you what you what right. happened
Well,
here.
I shouldn't have to defend people off of you because you should make no mistakes like that.
Right.
It's a way you can talk about people without giving little sound bites to allude to something or make it seem like it's something.
Right.
Where if you don't hear everything, you've taken the whole sound bite out of context.
That's right.
You see what
That's
I'm saying?
That's right. And to continue to bash somebody
mm-hmm.
every 30 minutes with negativity,
oh.
it's like now you become a stalker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're looking
and ignorant. A slander.
That's right. That's
You're
right.
slandering somebody
and,
now.
And it seems like after she came on our show,
yep.
it appears and feels like somebody went and had a meeting.
Right.
Together and said, we're going to have to stop her.
We're going to have to stop.
Uh-huh.
That's
and,
how we feel.
And all of a sudden, these high, powerful white men,
mm-hmm.
white Republican men,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden seems to be bashing this one lady.
Yeah.
And the way that you're depicting her
mm-hmm.
is taken out of context.
Right.
And you're trying to tie her to something that she clearly isn't.
Now, that other guy
uh-huh.
that's up there on the debate stage, they're not bashing him.
They're not bashing
him.
They're
not bashing
money.
That other lady.
No, they're not.
That's on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen her on the show tonight bashing somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's like you want to gain up on her. So,
you make her the underdog.
Right.
And when you make her the underdog, people look at the underdog.
Right.
They did the same thing to Trump.
I was just about to say.
Now, we was doubling down when it came to Trump because he was going to win this.
Right.
But when they started really at him with this and that, oh, we stayed in his corner. Wait,
mm-hmm.
wait. You ain't finna do that.
We saw through all the trickery.
And we got people straight.
Right. And it's the same trickery that they did to President Trump, they're doing to Kathy
Barnett. Yeah, and I don't like that.
That's right.
Now, I do want to say this here. Sean Hannity said what he had to say on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Oz a chance to say. But do you all know, it wasn't no more than a month or so ago, Sean Hannity had Kathy on the show.
Right.
Which video is that?
The first one that I sent over.
Okay. Logan, can you play clip one? Take a look at this.
In 2022, you can call me something else. Senator. Because this determined black conservative woman is going to become the next United States Senator from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Here with reaction, Fox News contributor, civil rights attorney, Leo 2.0 Tureau, along with Republican Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett is with us. Kathy, I watched your entire video.
Yes.
It was very impressive. You would be the first African-American woman as a Republican in the Senate. From all I could see, I hope that happens.
You know, you and me both, right? I mean, but I can tell you this, if people are truly sick and tired, just listening to your opening statement, I now understand why so many of your guests come on completely hyped up, because you cannot hear the things that you were just speaking about, what Dr. Carlson was just speaking about, and not be completely heartbroken and unnerved by what is taking place in our country right now. You know, we were on that battlefield. It was intentional at Gettysburg. That particular area is picket fence, and it was one of the most defining moments in the civil rights, in the Civil War. We could have lost it at that particular moment, but we didn't, I believe, because of Providence. But nonetheless, We are in a battle for the very definition of who we are as a nation. Who are we? That is the question that our culture, our nation right now is asking. And people need to begin to rise up and begin to speak out and push back against the lunacy and the illogic that is being used right now to divide us. They are simply using the color of my skin to divide this nation and to fundamentally change who we are. And since the Democrats love talking about my skin color, I decided to talk about it as well. I am not a victim. I am a victor in this nation. I know exactly where I come from, and I know exactly why I am where I am today. If it was up to socialism, I'd still be on that pig farm I talked about in that video.
Okay. So he was on, and he...
It's some more to that video.
I think it is some more. Was it cut, Logan? Because I want to get to the part where he praised. Okay, all right. Where he praised her. So I don't see why it was okay then, but now it's so different now.
Right.
All right, right. So I have a problem.
Because he hoped that she will become
the next senator. Really? Okay. Yeah. Now, President Trump put out a statement. Mm-hmm. And in case you hadn't heard it, I want to read.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
Today he said, Kathy Barnett will never be able to win the general election against the radical left Democrats. He said, she has many things in her past which have not been properly explained or vetted. But, see, when you say but, that dismisses everything else.
Yeah.
If she is able to do so, she will have a wonderful future in the Republican Party. And I will be behind her all the way. He also said Dr. Oz is the only one who will be able to easily defeat the crazed, lunatic Democrat in Pennsylvania. A vote for anyone else in the primary is a vote against victory in the fall. So I want to make sure that we see what President Trump had put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank President Trump for the statement. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the statement is bashing anybody. If you can do this, Kathy, you have my full support.
My full support.
And I was happy to see that.
That's right.
Okay, now let me say this. Now let me jump over here to old Oz. Now listen, you all. So when I read President Trump's statement, and he said that Oz is the only one that can beat this liberal Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Here is what I know about these lunatic Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like conservatives.
Right.
So they gonna do everything they can to destroy a conservative.
Conservative, right.
So let's look at Dr. Oz.
Hmm.
He played around and laid out with spiritual cookers.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Davos, the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed, I think it's puberty blockers,
mm-hmm.
and this transgenderism stuff. He wanted the CDC to step in and investigate, I believe, gun violence, okay? Does that sound like a conservative? Does that sound like somebody part of the mega movement? To me, it don't. Now, let me say this here. He better be glad that he is on our side, mm-hmm. and not the left, because I will destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
He best to be glad. Now, I know y'all don't believe me. Who Diamond thinks she is? She ain't got that much power. Well, let me show y'all this clip of something that happened in 2020, and then we'll talk. Take a look at this. Play it, Logan.
Two great people, Diamond and Silk, right? Diamond and Silk. Where are they? We love them.
Okay, y'all know we about to win another election. And I saw Minnie Mike on Fox.
Uh-huh.
Minnie. President Trump media continue to play the race card, we going to continue to play the Trump card so we can win, win, and win.
You know, the First Lady, a long time ago now, right? How long is that? Probably almost 5 years ago. She said, you know, there are these two women on the internet. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable. I said, oh, I know. I hear that all the time. I hear it all the time. She said, no. The next day she came again. She said, you know, I saw them again. They're unbelievable. I said, let me see. I saw them. I fell in love, and everybody fell in love with Diamond and Silk. So thank you.
Okay, y'all. So
oh,
that happened.
What does that mean?
That happened in 2020. And I love doing the rallies and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. After I did that, I didn't even know what I was going to say when I walked up there.
Right.
But after I said that, Mini Mike, which is Bloomberg, what's his first name?
Michael
Bloomberg. Is it Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah.
Is it Michael Bloomberg?
Mike Bloomberg.
Like, yeah. Because President Trump named him Mini Mike.
Mini Mike. That's right.
He dropped out the race. And was it a day or two?
It was a day or two later.
He was out that race.
He dropped out.
Boy, he talked about us like a dog.
He was mad.
Because he talked about us. But baby, he was out of that race. So Dr. Oz, you are very, very, very lucky.
Very lucky.
To have President Trump on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be happy that we love Trump. Because if Trump wasn't on your side, I would destroy. You will be destroyed.
Oh, yeah, with your own
record. You will be destroyed, and I will use your record.
Uh-huh.
You being with the spiritual cooker, pushing transgenders, being at Davos, wanting the CDC to intervene when it comes to gun violence. And what else did you? Sitting at the Breakfast Club talking about conception ain't nothing but a clump of cells. Well, if it's a couple cells, then why does it grow? Duh.
If it's dead,
ain't you supposed to be a doctor?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, yeah. Look, let me tell you, don't. Call your dogs off.
Yes.
And let the best man or woman win, is what I think.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I think.
It's okay to have competition
that's
across
right.
the board.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take and you go in and you straight start lying.
Right.
And bashing the person and now everybody getting together
and
doing
gaining
stuff,
up.
Gaining up.
Like a lynch mob.
I don't like that.
Uh-uh. That's a total.
Yeah.
That's a total turnoff, you all. And how do you think we feel as black conservative women? Or let me say it like this, or as conservative, period. Because I see
that's a lot
of my white brothers and sisters going off like, wait a minute, why y'all doing this to her?
That's right.
Now, let me tell you something. People make mistakes. People say a thing. You go back and all the stuff I done said, especially since 2015. Honey, I done talked about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I done talked about them people up there in the Senate. I done talked about people that later on had my back.
That's right.
And I had to go and thank them for having my back.
Oh, yeah.
And make it right. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So what you gonna do? If I run for something, take a sound bite and try to use that against me or a tweet?
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
To break me down?
Yeah.
And you know, and just think about this. Hillary Clinton, she might have gotten a lot of endorsement, but President Trump had the people.
He had the people.
Okay?
He had the people. They said a lot of things about him.
Right.
They you went back and used his past.
Right.
Or tried to use his past. Diamond and Silk was right there. And listen, I ain't trying to take up for nobody. I just don't like to see somebody. I don't like to see people gaining up on one person.
Right.
Because you think she may win something. And because she looked like she going to win it, all of a sudden, oh, we got to properly vet her. All right, well, let's properly vet her then. Let's properly vet her. They said President Trump couldn't win a general election.
Right.
They said he couldn't even win a primary.
Right.
And he did. Now, I want the best man or woman to win because I ain't got no dog in the fight. I don't live in Pennsylvania. That's a decision up to the Pennsylvanians. And I've already told y'all what President Trump said.
But who are these people to say we have to properly vet you whenever she was already, she fits the criteria to be able to even be in the race.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden have the rules change in the middle of the game and then 7 days or 5 days before she win or somebody win. Now y'all got to do some vetting. I mean, why didn't you vet before the person was in the race?
Angela, Angela 1980, is it 86 or 89 on Gather?
Uh-huh, 86.
Yeah, they said that she bashed Trump. If you look at the dates of those tweets, that was back in 2015.
And 15.
And there's a lot of people that they press around now that was bashing Trump. But in 2016, she voted for Trump. Who did Oz vote for? Mm. I ain't trying to throw Oz under the bus. Did Oz even vote for President Trump? I don't remember in 2020. I don't remember Oz mentioning anything about MAGA or mentioning anything about President Trump.
Right.
But I do see a tweet from Kathy that says how she wished she can vote for Trump again. And I think she put that was in, what, 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that.
Yeah.
See, what you're not going to do, this is what bothers me. People become part of the MAGA movement, and they do their part.
Right.
And then they're scrutinized.
Right.
I don't even see it with her, but right. I've seen it with other people.
Right.
Oh, we got to do this here because your good old boy ain't winning.
That's
well,
right.
Tell your good old boy to learn how to talk and stop being a liar and stop being out there playing with these liberals. And now that he's running as a conservative, these liberals are going to eat him alive.
That's right. That's
You've
right.
been out here with a spiritual cooker pushing transgenderism.
Uh-huh.
Look at the stuff you've been doing.
That's right.
They ain't go. You think they go? How you? You can't even talk. I watched you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no comeback. He ain't got no. He don't even hold me where.
Hold
oh, he's
attention.
Talking.
Uh-huh.
He looked like a wise guy.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, do, President Trump already spoken.
Mm-hmm.
But he best to be glad. You better be glad Trump is in your corner, boo-boo.
That's right.
You better be glad he's in your corner. Because, honey, I, for the next 5 days, I'll be ripping into you.
Mm.
I'll be ripping into you. Because I know your history. And you can hang out with whoever you want to. If you choose to hang out with Oprah, you do that. That's your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at, don't nothing about you read MAGA. Don't nothing about you read conservative. You stay in Jersey. You don't live in Pennsylvania. You don't see the crime and the stuff. So what you gonna do every night? Go back home to your own place whenever you get home. Yeah. Are you gonna really be in?
And let me point out this right here for the conservative news media.
Mm.
For the conservative news media, you're acting just like the liberal media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like the
let them
media.
Compete.
Yeah,
allow them to compete. And the,
fairly,
if you all would have done that, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you what you did. You put eyes on this woman.
Yep.
Well, now she's bigger.
Yep.
And then you got Democrats looking that don't like the state of this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be like, let's go over here and support her.
Let's go support her.
Yep. Y'all did that. All of you white men and that one white woman that I seen today on the show that sat there and disparaged her, demeaned her, brought up bits and pieces of her past when every last one of you have a past.
Yep.
You all did that. So
took
if she win it,
yep.
you gave it to her.
Yep. You
whenever you are running against an opponent, it's too much time for you to look
turn back.
Back. You keep moving.
Yeah.
You keep moving.
That's right.
If you would have not paid her any attention,
yep.
nobody would have known. The world would not have known Kathy Barnett like that.
That's right.
You gave her the attention. You did this
That's
here.
That's right.
If she win it, it's your fault.
That's
you got to learn how to fight, but you got to fight with dignity, integrity, and you got to do it fairly.
That's right.
You can't destroy each other. Because at the end of the day, we all got to work together.
You should have been focused on winning instead of focused on destroying her.
Right.
See, when you're running forward, you can't run forward turned around.
Right.
It don't work that way.
Right.
But is she running forward turned around?
No.
She's running straight forward.
That's right.
Right on through you.
And I'm just telling y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you all how we have to learn how to win.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, people are different.
Yeah.
It's a lot of different people that want to get involved in politics now. Because of the things that's happening now in
our country.
They don't like it.
Uh-huh.
So don't dismiss them like, who do you think you are? Because
right.
that's what we feel as women of color. Who do you, because you know what? It's been done to us.
Yeah.
Certain things happen. Who do they
do
think
you,
they are?
Just,
it's been done to us. So I can imagine how she feels.
I look at how even some of the liberal commentators are upset that Diamond and Silk, we have a show, or that we're on Frank Speech, or we have a 1 hour show on Frank Speech. We possibly are getting more viewers than them. And they are upset about that.
Okay, Angela 1986. She said, Club for Growth hate Trump. Listen, I think that's a ploy by Club for Growth to try to get up under Trump.
Uh-huh.
You have to ignore that. You this is politics,
it's,
babe.
Oh, it's politics and it's nasty.
It's politics.
Yep.
She ain't spent a lot of money. A lot of her little donations come from grassroots.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody step in and want to do an ad, what is she supposed to do? Mm-hmm. This is probably to make President Trump irritate him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
So I've heard that, okay? But I'm just telling you. And listen, I don't blame President Trump for who he endorsed. And one thing I've always said, just because Trump endorsed you, you got to get out and do the work.
And do the work.
Sitting up on Sean Hannity, bashing your opponent. Now you're looking back.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking back at her.
Yep.
And she moving a fast pace.
Probably done some passion.
Yeah. Y'all got long.
I believe she's past the target.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
right.
With all of the bashing I see going on, mm-hmm. I believe she's way past the target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And it just don't look good.
It don't.
And I can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
I can't. And other black conservatives, other white conservatives is going off about it. And I think something was trending that says even reject Oz.
Mm-hmm.
But see, none of that would have happened
right.
had you all kept your eyes on the ball.
Right.
And ignore and not get afraid of your opponent
because
they were graining ground.
Right.
If you had the right message, they wouldn't be gaining ground.
That's
Trump
right.
had the right message
right.
from day one.
From day one.
And anytime somebody tried to throw something at, we doubled down. You know, he's going to be the 45th president of these United States.
He was running for it and fighting at the same time.
That's right.
Fighting at the same time.
Going on yeah. about his business.
But he didn't stop and turn backwards to try to beat somebody down.
Right.
Nope. He was moving forward.
Right.
Honey.
Right. Also, I saw a picture out there
mm-hmm.
where Kathy Barnett took a picture with the Mooch.
Okay.
The Mooch used to work for the administration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that can happen. It's uh-huh. a lot. We got pictures with Pence. Look at what Pence did to this country.
Backstabbing Mike Pence.
We got pictures with him.
Photos with him.
So what you gonna judge me because I'm sitting up taking a picture with him and he was the vice president?
With Judah.
Like the little stuff, y'all.
Yeah.
I think we gonna have to. We can't eat each other alive. Now, what we need to get ready for
mm-hmm.
is whoever the winner is, get them prepared because
right.
they are going to be attacked. And please, please, please be my. Let me say, Oz, you hung out there with those liberals.
I was about to say.
They're going to destroy
you are a part of them.
Your very existence.
Yes.
You ain't going to be able to call Oprah.
Yeah.
And when this is over with, you about won't have a friend.
I don't even have
gonna
a job.
You're going to see how politics work.
Yep.
You're going to see you about should have stayed your behind in television.
Because
mm-hmm. you ain't strong like Trump.
Mm-mm.
But you need to be glad that Trump has your back.
Mm-hmm.
But if Kathy wins.
He also have her back, too.
I love it.
Woo.
Now, I didn't want to get in no fight.
No, we're not going to get into no fight, but this going to have to stop because
somebody said they
bad.
Saw a video where she was defending Floyd. Was she defending Floyd or did you see the full video? Don't give me sound bites.
Right.
She also talked about Black Lives Matter, them looting, and we shouldn't be defunding the police.
Right.
And let me tell you something. The George Floyd situation captured the whole world.
Yeah.
I said it last night, and maybe I was too hoarse. Even Fox
News
had Black Lives Matter and people like that on their network, and I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It was national, you all.
It was national.
So get out of here with that.
And everybody was upset mm-hmm. with what they saw
That's right.
happen.
That's right.
On the video.
That's right. And they may have manipulated the video to garner an emotion, because in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they know how we all act.
Right.
But the deal is that you can't get upset about when the whole world was like that.
That's
the whole,
right.
You had white people, black people, conservatives.
Everybody
was upset about what they had saw.
That's right. That's
okay?
right.
Anything else?
My only deal is do not give them the ammunition.
Right.
We see how Democrats eat each other up.
Uh-huh.
And what I saw within the last 2 to 3 days is nothing more than just what Democrats does.
Oh,
that's do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The same script,
mm-hmm.
different cast, different mask
mm-hmm.
is what I'm seeing. What Democrats do, I see conservatives, I see you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it what it looks like is a group of white men, white powerful men, trying to stop this black woman. And that's what it looked like.
Because she don't have a lot of money.
Right.
She don't have the $60 million that they pumped in.
And it's as if they're saying, how dare you cross the line, girl?
That's right.
Go back to your place, girl.
There you go.
And I'm telling you how it's looking from the outside.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
I'm not saying that that's what they're doing. I'm telling you that's how it's looking.
And you giving the left the ammunition to beat us.
Right.
To call us racist and all kinds of names.
Right.
You can vet, you can properly vet somebody. You can ask them questions. Well, you can question their past without taking sound bites and little bits of information and carrying that like that's a nerve.
They made it look like, they made it seem like, Diamond, that we have to vet her before she can be part of the good old boy syndrome. Well, like we have to vet her before she can be part of this circle.
But she ain't no, she ain't no rhino.
She is. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right,
What you mean you have to vet her? She had the credentials, had what it takes to be part of this election. Bam. That's
okay.
It.
Wait. Let me just make sure I'm clear.
Okay.
When they say vet her past to make sure, she didn't rob a bank or something silly like that.
But they should have did that before she got in the race.
Well, Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to wait until it look like she about to win and say, oh, we got to vet her? What you mean? Who the hell are you we got to vet her?
Mm-hmm.
If she have the right credentials, she can be in the race just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know she can be in the race like anybody else. But when they say properly vet, I get what they're saying. However, I don't like, why are you going?
They should have did it before she even got in the race. They should have did it before she even got in the race.
They didn't think she was going to soar. That's why they didn't do it. And guess what?
Hmm.
But I bet you those Democrats got a full-fledged bout Dozier. Oh, yeah.
They know everything about Dr. Oz.
Mr. Dr. Oz. You just wait.
Yeah.
Because if you win it.
Uh-huh.
They're going to spank you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think that this is funny. This is why I tell you all, don't laugh at your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think none of this is funny. You sitting back like, don't. Honey, because it's going to flip, and you're going to reap what you sow.
I like what PK7 said over there on Getter. She said, the people vetted her. Signatures not bought.
That's right.
She didn't buy her signatures.
Yeah. And the one thing, let me tell you something. President Trump may not have had the rhinos, but he had the people.
He had the people.
It looked like this lady may have the people.
Yeah.
Now what y'all going to do? And now that you brought national attention to Kathy Barnett,
right.
Kathy Barnett going to be able to pull it from both sides.
From all
she
sides.
May actually pull this off.
Right.
Maybe that's why President Trump said, but if she can pull this off, I'm behind her.
Yep.
But y'all did it. You shouldn't have never done that. Tweeting about that. Every hour on the hour on TV talking about that, other people jumping into that. Y'all gonna get, you know what? Y'all keep yourself and y'all gonna get enough of that.
Yeah.
If you I would jump into, I would not disparage nobody if I didn't really know what I was talking about.
This reminds me whenever President Trump first got into the race,
right?
He was doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
These people wanted to change the rules up in the middle of the game and say, well, now you got to do this. You got to sign a promissory note that if this happens, you're going to do this. It's like things started changing as he started gaining ground.
Right.
Well, if he had the credentials to be in the race at the beginning, why all of a sudden you want to change the rules up in the middle of the game as if he's not going to meet that mark?
Well, here's the deal. Have they properly vetted Oz? Oz is a conservative now.
All of a sudden.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to chew him up and spit him out.
Like a tic-tac.
Now, if he win the primary, he goes on to the general. Y'all going to see what I'm talking
y'all
about.
Y'all going to see what we talking
them
about.
Them Democrats already about got paperwork, got their little list.
They probably have his DNA.
And ready to go head on.
And break them down like a start-off shotgun.
Because you know they nasty on that side.
I know exactly they nasty.
You got to know how to fight.
That's right. And see, for this lady, they're not going to be able to call her a race. It's going to be hard for them to call her a race.
It's going to be hard to call. That's right. Because she's a black woman. You ain't going to be able to use that one.
You're not going to be able to use it. She'll use it right on back on you.
Right.
That's right. But Dr. Oz gonna probably stand there with a little smirk.
Right. Because he ain't gonna have a comeback.
That's right.
Because he don't know how to talk. Because I watched him.
Yeah.
But y'all heard what President Trump said.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to go against President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you all, I don't have no salt in the game. We just had her on the show on Monday.
That's
and
right.
It seemed like all hell broke loose Tuesday, Wednesday, and today.
But if I was in Pennsylvania, I would be voting for her.
Well, oh well.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to vote your conscience.
That's right.
And when I see somebody that's been hanging around spiritual cookers, pushing this here thing where these children can get puberty blocker at the World Economic Forum, the same place where they're trying to destroy America and make America weak.
Right.
When I see stuff like that.
Yeah. See, for me, it's about the person, not about the party. It's about the person. For president, when I looked at President Trump, it wasn't about him being no Democrat or
That's
no Republican.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was about the person,
not the party.
But because of the rules and the red tape that they have already got in place, we had to become a Republican in order to vote for President
Trump.
Donald J. Trump. I didn't become a Republican because of these Republicans.
Oh, no. And somebody said that, what did they just say? They said something. He said, as a white man, I'm equally offended that all of a sudden they want to vet him. He said something about, and I'm not trying to make this about white or black. Listen, we got a lot of beautiful white brothers and sisters that is defending Kathy to the very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who's again that said, I'm a white man, but I am just as offended by she has to be vetted line.
Yeah.
She is one of us.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I'm one of y'all.
Right.
I've been on this since 2015. Imagine if I was running something and my own trying to destroy me.
Right.
Because I didn't spend a lot of money and they done spent all their money.
Right.
I would feel horrible.
Right.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
I can see if she just got in the game. She's been in the game. She's been in the game.
Right.
And the reason people like, where did she come from? She ran for Congress a couple of years ago.
Right, like she just appeared. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know who this woman is.
She didn't just appear.
She's been here.
Right,
and that's where my beef is at with all of this. Look, if we're gonna play the game, let's play the game fairly.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't know how to.
Let's play it fairly.
They don't know how to play
and
it fairly.
And what y'all should have did was allowed them to compete
made
the best man or woman win. And you should have told Dr. Oz and them, listen, don't spend up all your money.
That's right.
Don't be pumping all this money into ads trying to sway people to like you because people are about tired of
Come
this
on, girl.
They looking at you. Listen, we don't too much care
don't
for you like
don't
that.
Don't like you.
We don't too much care for you.
Like I said the other night, he looked like the Wizard of Oz.
A wise guy.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him, y'all.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a good judgment of character.
Mm-hmm.
I can judge. Oh, here we go. I looked at him the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this man's a wise guy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he gonna stab President Trump in the back. But Oz need to be very, very happy that you got President Trump on your side.
Show better
and
be
you
happy.
Need to be happy, Diamond and Silk. Love President Trump.
That's right.
Because, baby.
That's the only thing that's
saving
us.
This thing's going to be a lot different.
That's right, Dr.
These next 5 days when it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't do no mess like that. Call your goons and them off. And leave
Call
this
them
woman
off.
Alone.
Leave her alone.
You all compete.
That's
and
right.
And I'll say, may the best man or woman win. That's how that needs to be.
That's
Somebody said, sticking together pages. Twitter said, Twiddlers. Oh, God, I can't say it.
Twitter.
Said it. And so KC Carpenter said, did they vet Biden? They didn't care about Biden. They didn't care about Biden.
If they would have vetted Biden, they would know that something is seriously wrong
with
the man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a racist. Mm-hmm. A known racist.
And we got the proof of that.
Yes.
But they won't say that. They won't talk about 2,000 mules over there on Fox.
Right.
But you're sitting up bashing this
woman.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
You're not talking about stuff that's very important to we, the American people.
That's right.
That keeps us up at night.
Right.
You ain't talking about that.
Right.
But you're sitting up there talking about, I'm so disappointed in some of these
people. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm very disappointed.
This makes them look really racist. Mm-hmm. As sorry, it just
it
does. And
it's a bad... It's bad for the Republican Party and for the conservative movement. It is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't talk about the left because
you're acting
just like the left.
Yeah.
And we can see it.
Yeah, I want to get that off my chest, you all, and I got it off my chest.
Good, you got it off your chest, girl.
And I feel very good. Mm-hmm. My voice feels very good.
Okay.
So I just thank God. But we got to get ready to go because we done talked up the rest of our...
No worries.
We done talked up the rest of our show. I'm just looking at the things that's coming in, you all.
Yeah.
And listen, don't blame nobody for nothing.
Right.
Don't blame... Let... the best man or woman win this.
And
allow them to compete, and whoever win, that's who we get
That's who we get behind to be the Democrat.
That's right.
Period.
We got to stick together.
That's right.
No matter what. All right? Right? Okay, so listen, don't forget, you all, to make sure that you visit our sponsor, DismeCoins.com, where they have a variety of elaborate silver, gold, and copper coin collection. Okay? So if you want a Disme coin, go to Disme Coins, DismeCoins.com,
yeah.
Okay? And pick out the selection of your choice and make sure you use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. And don't forget about Step On Socks, where they offer a selection of merchandise for patriots, such as socks, hats, T-shirts, flags, and precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you use promo code Trump1, you'll receive a discount. That's StepOnSocks.com. And don't forget about MyPillow.com.
MyPillow.
If you use promo code Trump1, you receive up to 66% off. But if you go right here on Frank's Speech and click on the tab to the MyPillow store, some of those items will be up to 90% by using promo code Trump1.
That's right.
Because they know he won.
Yes. I just want to make a quick announcement in between here that if you all miss us next week, that's because we do have to go out of town.
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to make sure that everybody understand that. So they'd be like, where the girls at? Where you at? Just wanted to make sure that you understand that we
and that you
have
know.
To go out of town.
Yes. Thank you for everybody that is a monthly contributor.
Monthly supporter.
Or that is a weekly contributor. Or that's a one-time contributor.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate your love and support. You can contribute by going to supportdiamondandsilk.com. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Put the Health That You Can, Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond Silk. You can get the book at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 30% off. And other patriots are on there with other products made right here in the USA. So make sure you support them.
Yes.
Hey!
Hey!
Every day we pray at 11:21 a.m.
Every day.
Instead of time, we pray for you. I hope you're praying for us. Prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
I think things are going to start lightening up and going to start changing. I understand what the left is doing, but it won't prevail. You will not destroy this country. It won't prevail.
That's right.
Period.
It will not prevail.
All right?
Okay.
Period. All right. So listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
No one's giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.